Peter Spiegelman loves a good caper. Well, he did work on Wall Street for 20 years before becoming a writer, but he says the inspiration for his new novel, Thick as Thieves, are some of the classic caper films in which people, under pressure, race to make a lot of money and always wonder whom they can really trust.
I need you to bridge some burglar alarms, open doors, cut some telephone circuits. I got a job laid out.
You want to knock over a casino? Three casinos?
You gotta be nuts.
Exactly.
150 million.
Smash and grab job, huh?
Slightly more complicated than that.
Top Cappy is an impregnable fortress. Those emeralds are watched day and night.
So over here in this room, you can take 100 million off the wall and waltz right out the front door. Oh, that's good.
Signature lines from The Anderson Tapes, Ocean's 11, Top Cappy, and The Thomas Crown Affair. Peter Spiegelman has written three thrillers since leaving Wall Street 9 years ago. He's being acclaimed for bringing some of the hands-on expertise and literary grace that John le Carré brought to espionage novels to stories of capers, heists, and double crosses. Peter Spiegelman joins us from New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Is there anything we'd see in a caper film that winds up in your book?
I love the sound bites that you selected. They're from some of my favorite films. And I think the vibe, you know, more than anything else, I think what I was trying to capture here is the vibe of the exotic, the paranoid, of that tension that is constantly ratcheting up, of people who are, you know, wrestling in their own ways with that central question of whether or not there is honor among thieves.
The target at the center of your story is Curtis Prager, and he's rich and corrupt. How does he make his money?
He had been a sort of storied hedge fund manager. His hedge fund went south under allegations of fraud and the general market collapse. But rather than being chastened by any of that, he sort of embraced his inner pirate and got into a business that ostensibly is about buying small bank and trust companies, consolidating their operations, consolidating their back offices that he runs from the Cayman Islands. What he's actually involved in is providing a kind of a financial superstore for black money. So he does everything from money laundering to investments to shell corporations.
I've got to ask you while we have the opportunity here. It seems to me that in recent years, not just since 2008, people who work on Wall Street in the financial services industry are often the bad guys in police procedurals.
Sure. You know, I mean, I think the sort of rip from the headlines impulse makes them a pretty easy target. and of course, you know, sadly, there are many examples of, you know, of wrongdoing.
Yeah. Well, based on your experience, is that a stereotype?
Wow. I think about the famous Willie Sutton line of, you know, that's where the money is, right?
Hey, Willie Sutton said he was asked, why do you rob banks? And he said, that's where the money is.
Yeah. I think like so many other phenomena, you know, you can look to the bell-shaped curve, normal distribution, and the people that you find on Wall Street, you know, probably fall into that curve pretty well. I think, you know, at one end, there are people who you could trust in a room with a pile of uncounted money and never think twice that any of it would go missing. Mm-hmm. And at the other end of the spectrum, there are people who, no matter what the safeguards, will always try and game the system. And in the middle is, you know, the vast bulk of people who are mostly, under most circumstances, pretty honest, and if the proper regulations and the proper safeguards are in place, are not going to do any more wrong than anybody in any other field. What makes Wall Street interesting, however, and especially, you know, on the trading side of things, is you have an industry that has selected and filtered to create a population of people who are very good at coming out on top of zero-sum games. I mean, that's what trading is. You know, it's a zero-sum game. Someone wins and someone loses. And investment banks go out of their way to find people who are really good at playing those games. So the notion that those people, or at least some of those people, aren't going to try and game the compensation system, you know, it's at best a kind of naive notion.
You went to Vassar and won some poetry prizes there.
I did.
So how'd you wind up on Wall Street?
Well, I wrote poetry as an undergraduate, and I was very serious about it and was sort of a hair's breadth away from pursuing an MFA, going into an MFA program. And sort of the 11th hour, I sobered up and realized, you know, I had to pay the rent and I needed to make some money. I actually started in the software business. You know, besides studying English at Vassar, I took a lot of math and science courses, physics courses, some computer science courses. So the quantitative side of my education had, you know, had been well taken care of. And I found a job actually down in D.C. with a small consulting firm that had government contracts, did public policy research, and did big data analyses and statistical analyses on large government databases. And that's how I got started.
Mm-hmm. So what happened? Did you rediscover literature or your desire to?
I had never really, you know, lost my interest in it. I, you know, have always been an avid reader and a writer. And really throughout my time on Wall Street and in software, I had written and had been writing poetry and had always been, from a very young age, a fan of crime fiction. And had always thought that, you know, I'd want to try my hand at this. You know, I often, I thank my lucky stars, actually, that I did not go into an MFA program then. Nothing against MFA programs. I was just so young and so inexperienced. And while, you know, I might have had some talent and even some craft, I really have no idea what I would have had to say. You know, I think just, you know, 20 years of some life experience and 20 years of hanging out on trading floors was actually pretty good education for somebody who's interested in watching people and interested in how they behave under pressure and interested in writing crime fiction.
Peter Spiegelman, his new novel, Thick as Thieves. Thanks so much.
Thank you.